If you're looking to get started on ASP.NET Core and working with MVC in the new world, you might be wondering, where can I go to work through some labs and how do I get connected to the community?
You might. Yes.
Let's mash on that.
Let's mash on that indeed.
Hi everybody and welcome to another episode of the ASP.NET Monsters. We're here today again at Channel 9 proper. And we are here today with the man, the legend, the owner of a Microsoft band, all three of us.
Wow, look at that. They should like light up or something.
Yeah, they should.
Close to each other. Yeah. It's like a little show a little love.
John Galloway, who we shanghaied like 20 minutes ago and brought him in here, sack on the head, whole deal.
We made him set his laptop up, and now you're going to show us some stuff. Okay, so
some demos, none of which were working even 20 minutes ago.
Right, perfect. So there may be some people who aren't necessarily familiar with your entire function, role, and everything. So do you want to give us a little bit of background about you? And
you know, I'm always trying to figure that out, too.
Okay, so good.
I work in the developer experience group at Microsoft, and so it's a very wildly varying role. At times I'm backstage at build, like, you know, working on the demos and getting demos to work. Other times I'm traveling around and speaking. A lot of what I do, though, is kind of behind the scenes because I'm working on content. So it's like training stuff for, you know, for people to directly, like, here's some stuff to learn, or creating stuff for other presenters to go out and present. So doing stuff on Azure, stuff with Azure App Service and Functions, and then also ASP.NET Core.
Right, well that's great because then you get to mash on all the bits and then perfect. So you said part of that was developing content for other people to learn, and you've got some labs that you've been working on.
I do, here, yeah.
We were interested in sharing that out, and it's just a great way to go end-to-end and work through you know, getting that first project built and doing some real stuff with ASP.NET Core.
Exactly. So at Build 2016 this year, we did these code labs. There are several different tracks. There's one on, you know, there's obviously one on ASP.NET. There are others on you know, like IoT or stuff like that, right? Data. So I kind of ran the code labs track, and we had some great speakers. We had Rachel Appel, we had Christopher Harrison, we had Rami Sayer. And myself, and we kind of went through and so what we did with these are out on GitHub. It's GitHub, github.com/MicrosoftBuild2016. And this is Code Labs Web Dev.
We'll share out the link in the spot below there. You can find it down there.
Great. So what we did was we kind of worked through four modules, and the idea was we repeated this track a few times. So we started with Intro to ASP.NET Core. So this has the code, and it also has like a long kind of, you know, instructions step through, and you know, it's a tutorial, right? So the way we did this is we actually had presenter at the front of the room presenting and explaining it, and then the class kind of following along. So as always, part of the fun with ASP.NET and Visual Studio in general is keeping things up to date, right?
Yeah.
ASP.NET Core is moving really fast. So I've actually updated some of these labs in other repos, and I'm pushing them in. Hopefully by the time this goes live, it'll all be up to date. But you may see something as I scroll by, and you'll say, wait, that's really old.
That's later tonight, John. We're actually streaming this live.
I don't know.
So this one is basically the file new project, right? And we're explaining, here's how to create something and get started, explaining what's in a project, how the parts fit together. One thing that we also wanted to do, though, and I'm scrolling really fast, I apologize, but one thing we wanted to do was, you know, we did kind of a basic, like, create a service, inject a service, but it's a very kind of simple, you know, hello world sort of thing. We did create a test project. That's something that people usually get a little frustrated with, is like, we do hello world and we don't use proper practices sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we did really intend with this to show, here's, you know, we're using dependency injection, we're also creating a test project and using XUnit to test something.
So pulling in a package and getting the DLL wired up and things
exactly.
like that.
Okay, exactly. Good. And this is not doing anything deep and intense, but it is saying you could start with this and build forward, right?
Right.
So we create a simple failing test, we run it in Visual Studio, and then we fix the test. And then one other thing we wanted to show here was cross-platform. And obviously, we can't, you know, buy every single person there a Mac. We ended up actually, there's very little differences, right, across any of the platforms, including Windows and how ASP.NET Core works. So we had an Ubuntu or Ubuntu. Hanselman clubs me over the head every time I say it wrong. Ubuntu. So we had an Ubuntu image, and we had people go through. And so we actually, here's all the steps, right? But we also had an image where it was pre-configured and just using Yeoman and creating a new project.
Right, right on. So, just using the scaffolding and...
Scaffolding, okay. Exactly. And going through and opening it up with VS Code and, you know, change a little code and stuff. So the idea is just kind of working through kind of a little bit more than the hello world, right?
Right. Okay, so that's a step one kind of thing?
That's a step one. And of course, you know, I got to step back just a second. There's, of course, some other great tutorial content, docs.asp.net.
Right.
If you go to .net, that's kind of the basic hello world, get .net installed, you know, get started running. So definitely not trying to say, the positioning on this is, those are the great kind of canonical docs, and these we're kind of trying to dig into more a little bit, like, let's build out some scenarios and go deeper.
And there's this video series by a group, I think they're called the ASP.NET Monsters.
I've heard of them.
Series of videos too, I don't know.
I think if you're like into traditional media too, there might be some books out there available.
What on ASP.NET Core?
Yeah, okay. So some of that stuff that might be a good place to go, good resources out there. Lots of content out there.
Yeah.
Yep. So this one is also updated in another repo, and I haven't copied it over yet. But the one what we did, we called this ASP.NET Core Internals. And the idea here was, you know, one of the big changes with ASP.NET Core is that everything's middleware, right? And so building out how do you first understand how that middleware works, and secondly, how do you write your own middleware and start, you know, like pushing it a little further. So here we do kind of the simple starting with static files and routing, and then writing custom middleware and adding authentication. And as we do that, we continually refine it by saying, you know, now let's inject a service, now let's use options, now let's, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the idea. And there's also slides included in here if you want to see kind of the visual stuff. So that's kind of the idea here. It's this kind of, this one's a little bit meaty, but I do, it's a little more intense, but I kind of like the flow of it. It works pretty well. Soon after this, we presented it. I went over and did a workshop in Moscow at DevCon in Moscow, and people loved it. You know, it was really, really a lot of great questions and a lot of like, wait, how would I do this as well, and that kind of stuff.
So it's content that's actually starting to trigger people to think about what should I be doing next and where do I go and build things out. Okay.
Exactly.
Very cool.
So this third lab we did is deployment in Azure. And the idea here is, okay, you know, again, it's very easy, Microsoft, for you to do Hello World demos, right? And then walk off the stage and everything's great. In the real world, you actually have to deploy this, right? You know, and you have to maintain it, and you need to worry about things like, where do I put my connection strings so that they're not up in GitHub, you know, and with my passwords and all that kind of stuff, right? And you have to do deployments and maybe check if something's ready in your production environment before making it go live and that sort of thing. So what we focused on in this one is digging into using some of those slightly more advanced features in Azure. So looking at deployment environments and deployment slots, and then also using application settings the right way, both inside of ASP.NET Core and in Azure.
And then binding them to the different slots
exactly.
and things like that. Very
exactly.
cool. Right on.
So, you know, and this is something, this one actually is up to date. We just presented this one recently. So, the idea here going through deploying, of course, there's many different ways you can deploy to Azure. You can set up a whole CI/CD thing.
Which is the right way of doing things,
of course. But as far as a lab you're going to get through in an hour, this is manageable,
shortcut.
Right? So this shows how to do that, how to publish it. Whoopee, we're running in Azure. Then we're working with environments, first in Visual Studio. So this is a key thing that's in ASP.NET Core that's, you know, another one of those sleeper features people don't think about, right? But it's the idea that they rebuilt ASP.NET Core based on 15 years of experience. And one of those things is like, oh man, it's really hard if you just put all your settings and things in web config, right? You know, how do you manage that, you know? And so the idea that if you can, instead of putting that code in your application code, if you can put it in environment variables, if you can store it in, you know, secrets, and I think you guys have dug into this before,
we
right?
We have, yep. Yeah. But then, I see there on the, in this one, you're working through using in the views the tag helpers for environments to be able to do things like switch out design time and production values for the CSS that you're using.
Exactly. Like so I think I may have this one open, in fact. So, in this one, we're doing some simple things like writing out in the footer, I'm running in I'm running locally or I'm running in production or
sure.
That kind of stuff.
Right? It is amazing how important that little moniker is to some people that they end up, oh, I didn't realize I was in the production environment.
Absolutely, yeah, so. Yeah. And you know, you can, of course, this is a simple thing, but I've worked on some other things. The ASP.NET website, internally, there's, testing QA sites. And the header changes color when you're in.
Yeah.
And I mean, some kind of obvious things, but.
I've worked on software where there's a training mode for the CSRs, and what they did is the background of the screen was actually like a light blue, so that they knew that they were in the training environment instead of, especially as a new user to an application, right?
Yeah.
Did I log into the right environment? Well, if it's not light blue, then no.
And I'm sure we can all think back to places where, oops, I was in production and.
That has never happened to me. I'm just perfect all the time. So.
Yep. Okay, so here we're actually using Visual Studio Launch Profiles. This is something, again, people aren't necessarily as familiar with, but is setting this ASP.NET Core environment variable to switch things depending on development and production, right? So now we've got that, we can deploy that, we can run it locally, so we can say on my own local environment, let me see what this would look like in staging, what are my settings here. Then you can deploy this out to Azure, and there's this great, of course, you're gonna need to be in standard mode, and then you can take advantage of slots. And the idea with slots is you've got multiple, you've got kind of a dual server kind of thing, and you do a VIP swap, where you say this is the live one, now this is the live one, right? And so we go through in here and we deploy out. First though, we're setting, using those same application environment variables, we're setting one here and saying this is my staging slot and it's a slot setting, right? And so now we're able to go through and we can deploy to it. So we're importing that. There's a few steps to go through here, but we go through and deploy and then we can swap the settings, right? And I think we show in here, this is the live site, but then we also have in here, if there's a dash staging one where we show it's running in the staging environment.
Now, one of the cool things about this is that this all runs under Azure Resource Manager pieces as well, so you can actually build out the templates and just take that and then make that part of something that you can script out of PowerShell as
exactly.
well. So that stuff flows together really well, and it's not just fancy UI for it. It's actually some pretty decent tooling for developers to actually spin up multiple environments. And
it's really impressive that, or a testament to how much work is being done on this stuff that we can wire up BlueGreen development in a lab.
Right, in the course
amazing.
Of an hour, right?
Yeah.
So the last lab I wanted to dig into is this front-end dev. And so this was one where, as we were kind of brainstorming, what do we want to show, what do we want to dig into? Again, this is something where I am frustrated by, labs and demos where it's like, hello world, we wired up Angular, we're done, yay, look, yay us, right? So for this one, we wanted to go through to building something actually more like you would actually, your boss would make you build in the real world, right? So we start with Hello World Angular, and we go into some, we show some of the web tools and stuff. Then we kind of dig deeper into, here's an existing Angular app that we've started on, and we're going to kind of tour through it and make some changes, hook it up to an ASP.NET Core web API, right? And so, and I have to give some huge props to Rami Sayer. He and I've worked, he was the presenter for this session at Build, and then I worked with him afterwards, and he actually just recently pushed a bunch of changes to update this. So this is up to date with the latest Angular, latest TypeScript, latest Visual Studio, everything, right?
Right.
And of course ASP.NET Core, so great stuff. So this, we kind of talked through, here's the basic, here's where to get started, right? Go out to the Angular site, we walk you through, here's what you're doing and stuff. Creating your basic Angular app.
Yeah, and you are scrolling through this very quickly. You mentioned
it
before,
am,
but
yeah.
This is all on public repos, so
nobody
needs to play this in really slow motion and
right.
follow
and
through.
Right, and I apologize.
No, that's fine. Yeah, well, somebody's passed out with vertigo here, but we're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no, so that's fine. Sorry.
So, and the important things we wanted to get through here, obviously, we can't teach you Angular in an hour or 20 minutes or whatever, right?
But if somebody's familiar with Angular and they've got some background in web development, they're going to be able to come to this and run through this, right?
And really, like, what we're trying to do with this is point out, number one, here's where you would go to learn more. Here's the official, like, docs. Here's where to dig deeper. Number two, here are the really important concepts. Like, for instance, the component basis of Angular or of Angular 2, the way TypeScript fits in, you know, those things, that's important to, like, here's the really, because there's a sea of, you know, thousands of JavaScript files, whatever, in an actual app, what's really important, right? And so we try to go to the heart of, here's the main bits where you got to really get to know it. And then you can later, as you're more comfortable, you can explore it deeper. And the third thing we wanted to show here is a wired up solution, so you don't spend your first week of trying to learn Angular with ASP.NET on screwing with configuration, right? You want to actually like see something, you want to have something working and then maybe break it after it's already working, right? Or change it, some working code, right? And then dig deeper, right? So we go through, we explain components, we show how they're nested, et cetera. Now it's time to actually build something more real world. So we actually go in, and again, scrolling quickly, but what we're getting to, actually, let me just run it here, is we built out an order app. So this is master details. Everybody loves master details. We've got, we're using a component. This is a, oh great. Just ran this before.
Oh, no. Let's database. See.
Hot bits. yeah. Okay, so.
It'll come.
It's totally gonna work. So what this is, we got master details. We're using AG Grid. Oh my goodness, I don't know if I want to. What I probably will do here is I'll scroll down and show the screenshots of what the lab shows.
Yeah,
and then I'll dig in. Because what it actually, it's using a data initializer and it's an EF core and it's populating this thing. I'll scroll really fast and show a look. This is what we're looking for, right?
Gotcha.
So we have a grid and then it's an editable grid where we can go in, click on a row, and modify the quantity, and it not only is going to update in the details for that order, but also the master. Right?
You know, there's actually an open source library called Genfoo out there that does this sort of thing.
I might have used Genfoo. I seriously might have used Genfoo. Let's look, because that would be cool, right? References. Come on, Genfoo, I know you're there. I might not have, though.
Oh, that's okay. Next time for sure.
Really? Next time, don't worry. We could submit a pull request.
So, but what
yes,
I actually,
that's right.
I did want to show the, you could submit a code or pull request. I did want, no, John. I did want to show the actual, like, I forget why I didn't. I do remember looking at Genfoo. What I do want to show here that's interesting, let me see if there's anything else interesting on this one, is, no? Well, there's the wire up stuff. There's also the integration with the API controller, right? And so then again, that's the thing of like, it's easy to learn one thing by itself. Once you start hooking things together, that's where things can start breaking.
Right, so this will be the Angular app calling out to?
To a web API.
To web API.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So all cool. And again, huge thanks to Rami on this for getting it working. Again, it was working right before I came in here, so I managed to
and do you know what? We completely accosted you in the hallways, like literally, and pulled you in, and we're like, "You need if you wanted to eat tonight, you need to do something with us." So that's good. No, we appreciate you coming in. Okay, so
I do have a few more things.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going. Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So one other thing that's good as far as like learning stuff, there's this ASP.NET Core Workshop, and this is a repo that Damien and me and David Fowler and Maria, and we just keep forking each other's repos and updating them and pushing them back and forth. So this is, I think, the latest one, but this is what we showed at NDC Sydney. And so this is, most of what's here is going to be labs. There are some slides. I did, you know, like for instance, I really actually, like I did a single page application, like here's some different ways for building single page apps.
And is that covering like patterns, or is it like libraries, or like how, like a process to walk through it? Or?
It's a quick overview of here are the different libraries out there, but then we talk about like here's the range of ways you can use Yeoman, you can use the Visual Studio tools, you can use Steve Sanderson's JavaScript services and those you know those generators and stuff. So that's what's in there. And then these labs, these are mostly written by David and Damien, and there's some really good stuff in here, like for instance, logging and diagnostics, right? So this is stuff, you know, digging into like some more advanced, this is the 200-300 level kind of stuff, right? So this and some beyond there, you know. So the really slick stuff, and again, this is digging deeper into stuff like building some more advanced stuff. So anyway, that's something to take a look at. And I can give you a link to it, and then I do recommend, you know, depending on when you're looking at this, going out looking at the network and seeing who has forked it and what's the most recent one.
And just try and find the one. The most recent follow one. Follow the rabbit trail.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. So there's that. So that's the content-y kind of stuff I had.
Okay, very good. So you guys don't just squirrel away on GitHub. I think one of the really cool things that's happened in the ASP.NET community has been the community stand-up that's been happening.
Yeah.
And you guys have been sharing a lot of great stuff on there as well. So if you're not watching that already, you go to live.asp.net. It's on, you guys alternate time zones.
So it's every Tuesday. Usually, for instance, this week, MVP Summit, so we're all busy, right? Next week is Connect. But usually it's every Tuesday, and we alternate between 3:45 p.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific time. The reason we try and do that is so that we can, you know, we have people watching all over the world, and we want to make it so it's at least possible for someone in Europe or, you know, in Asia to watch. To find every other week, at least, that they could watch, right?
And so the segment that you do on that show is actually about the community contributions.
Exactly.
You've been curating that, and we have to definitely give you a huge thanks for putting some of the content that we've been doing out on there. But if people are doing stuff, if they're actually doing, you know, blogging or a video or something, and they want to get onto the stand-up, what do they do to?
Yeah, so one of the easiest things is to tag something with ASP.NET Core.
Okay.
And I watch for that. You can also email me, john.galloway@microsoft.com. You can also on Twitter, just message me on Twitter.
#shameless plug.
Exactly.
I've never done that.
But for instance, I always go through ASP.NET Core and just whatever's on here. It's amazing the amount of stuff people are up to, just regular, awesome content. We're seeing a lot of, I call them repeat offenders, you know, but there's several on here that I'll find from the same people are regularly, like they'll be doing a series or they'll be, you know, going kind of in depth on things. So that is, that's great. And it's also just been really gratifying for me being here at the summit and I'm walking around and someone will tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, you featured my post. And then that got me excited. And then I started doing this. And then I started doing this. And you don't need to feature me anymore. I don't care. I got a book deal, whatever it is. You know, I mean, there's some really great stuff. I can't take any credit for this, but it makes me excited. I was talking to Ben Adams, who's been working on Kestrel, and he was talking my ear off about how we started featuring his stuff. He got excited and started submitting more pull requests, and next thing you know, Kestrel's 10 billion times faster.
Yeah, and he's like the number one contributor on the project, right?
And I was like, if I had one tiny tenth of a percent to do with that, that makes me happy, right? My work here is through, so.
Well, I think we can at least declare that one tenth of a percent for you. We'll do that. Yeah, excellent.
So just tag stuff ASP.NET Core. There is something. There's a Slack channel. There's the gitter.im for ASP.NET. But really, the simplest Twitter or email.
Perfect. So. We'll make sure that we get all of the links in there down below. And thanks for coming on and chatting with us here on the Monsters.
Sure. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, everyone. So if you are interested, you could like, comment, or share this video, and you can put the really exciting comments down here. And if we read them out on air or answer your question on air, then you can be the proud owner of an ASP.NET Monsters sticker.
I want one of those.
Ooh, we've got those. We can hook you up, John. Thanks a lot, everyone. Cheers.
Bye.